That brings us to what looks like item four on the agenda, Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-01. It starts today, submitted by Jonathan Zucker. Do we have counsel either on the phone or with us?
Yes, he's on the phone.
Okay. Mr. Zucker, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that you had a connection and that you could hear us and we could hear you. And we welcome to the table Heather Fillmyer, a brand new attorney here at the FEC, and we're delighted to have you present for the first time and to have you with our agency. So please, take it away.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub, and good morning, commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 1909A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from It Starts Today, which is a non-connected political committee. The requester asks whether it may establish new types of nominee and presumptive nominee funds that would accept contributions earmarked for candidates, conditioned on those candidates receiving the endorsement of a specified endorsing organization. The draft concludes that the proposed funds are permissible and any contributions would be made only by the original contributor and not by the requester because, one, the requester would disperse the funds after the public endorsement of the specified endorsing organization, which is an objective, easily determinable fact outside of the control of the requester. Two, the requester would specify in the solicitation a specific date by which the condition must be met. Three, the requester would distribute the funds to a previously identified default recipient if this triggering condition was not met. And four, the requester would clearly communicate all of this information to contributors in the solicitation. We did not receive any comments on the request or the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
And I understand there are a couple of small changes that are required in the draft. Do you want to just spell those out for us at the top?
Yes. On page one of the draft, on line 12 and 15, where it says prospective nominee, that should say presumptive nominee.
Okay, thank you. We'll be sure to incorporate that change into any motion that is made. Are there any questions for our counsel or for Mr. Zucker or any comments on the draft? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I don't have any immediate questions. I don't know if the requester's counsel who's on the line has any comment that he would like us to consider before we maybe even move to motions.
Mr. Zucker?
I do not at this time. Thank you very much.
Okay. My only comment would be I think that this fits squarely within past precedent of the commission, and I think it's a really relatively straightforward request, and I plan to support the draft, subject to the edits that have been discussed here at the table.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I agree that it is squarely within past precedents, particularly the We Lead AO seems very similar to me. So if Commissioner Walther, did you have any questions?
As I read through it at the beginning, and that was really just trying to see when we talk about what's public and what's not, if it is a default organization, how much latitude would be available to just move it in any direction? I guess that's when the default recipient might be something that becomes very important with a huge amount of money, and it'd be hard to pin down at that point whether there are any parameters at all with respect to where that money would go. When you just say default recipient, to me that seemed a little vague, not so much in this instance, but in potential other ones. And that had me somewhat concerned that it could give the incidents in which the primary recipient or expected recipient pulls out or, for some way does not complete the campaign. And then there's a default one, but then that leaves the donor and the public a little bit, or leaves it up in the air a little bit as to who makes that choice. And where are there any parameters? So maybe there could be some conversation on how that is planned to work in that case.
Well, it's It's my understanding that council has determined that there are objective criteria that the requester has laid out, that so that it would be pretty clear who would be getting the money and what happens if no one fulfills all of the criteria for the money. And ultimately, all of the donations to, if it goes to a candidate, all the donations will be disclosed from the original donors to that candidate. Am I getting that right, Council?
That's correct. And the default recipient would be specified in the solicitation, so it wouldn't be something that will be determined after the point the conditions are not met.
So donors would know.
Okay, that's fine. That was mainly my concern, is to, when that determination is made. If it's done at the time contribution is made, that's fine.
Yeah, donors would know up front, and Mr. Zucker, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it's my understanding that donors would know up front how the process would determine who would be the primary recipient of the money and under what circumstances it would go to the default recipient and who that default recipient would be. Am I getting that right, Mr. Zucker?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, Chairman. That's exactly how it would work.
Okay. In that case, I am prepared to support the draft, and I'm prepared to entertain motions. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to our consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-01, it starts today. I move approval of agenda document number 19-09-A, otherwise known as Draft A.
With the edits discussed at the table by council?
It's discussed in the table, which I believe were on page 1 of the draft, lines 12 and 15, that the words prospective would be replaced by presumptive.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. The vice chairman has moved approval of the draft advisory opinion 2019-01. It starts today as set forth in agenda document 19-09A and as amended as discussed at the table. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Zucker. You have your opinion. The next.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, Ms. Fillmore.